You're listening to Health Radio. It's time now for Healthy Children, the talk show for parents, with expert guests provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics. Now, here's your host, Melanie Cole.
This is Dr. Michael Beeler. He's the medical director of Carolina's Poison Center. And we're talking about a news release that came out about the American Association of Poison Control Centers. And the experts at the poison centers are urging the public to keep these highly concentrated single-dose packs of laundry detergent away from children. So, Dr. Beeler, welcome to the show. Tell us what's going on with these.
Yeah, thank you. Well, these packs, which are these one-dose laundry detergent packs that are used in washing machines, they're brightly colored, and occasionally children are getting a hold of them. And we've noticed that there's been some significant effects when children actually, they'll burst. And it's worse than what we've been seeing in the past from laundry detergent. It's much more significant than just what we've been seeing in the past. And it sort of crept up on us. But now that we're tracking them, some of these kids have gotten pretty sick.
Okay, so, you know, because I was thinking at first about the single serving pack of dishwashing detergent, because they make those too,
yes,
and they're in little colorful little packets. So these are little single things that we just throw into our laundry machine and they take care of it. You don't have to measure out anything.
Correct. They basically dissolve in the washing machine, the whole package, and it's a dose of concentrated laundry detergent. And so they have some, they're attractive to the homeowner because they do make their job somewhat easier, but we're having some concerns about them in terms of safety with children.
Okay, so basically what is the difference between a child just getting a hold of laundry detergent and getting a hold of one of these?
Well, with laundry detergent, it's generally in a larger bottle, and it's harder for children to actually get very much of it. They might get a little bit of taste in their mouth, and they really don't get much. They don't really ingest all that much. With and it's less concentrated. With these, the child will get one of these packs, and because the packet is designed to dissolve in water, it will dissolve in their mouth. And what happens is the pack then bursts, releasing all of the laundry detergent into the child's mouth. And onto the face, and they get it on their hands, and they can get it in their eyes. And we've seen a couple different things that have happened from this, one of which is eye injuries. And since this stuff is relatively concentrated, there's been a number of kids that have had reasonably significant eye injuries. No permanent blindness reported as far as we know, but enough where they've required multiple visits to healthcare facilities. The more concerning thing that we've occasionally seen is the child gets one of these and develops vomiting. And the vomiting is actually pretty significant. It's multiple episodes. And then the child becomes lethargic and tired and sleepy. And so you've got a child who's vomiting uncontrollably, who's now becoming very tired and sleepy. And what happens is they're not able to protect their own airway, and they can aspirate, which is breathing stuff into their lungs. And there's been a few cases where these children have been required intubation, or basically placing of a breathing tube for support. And it's interesting because when these children get the medical assistance and they get the breathing tube, they're intubated for just a few hours. They wake up, the tube is pulled out, and if they did not aspirate, if they didn't breathe anything into their lungs, they do just fine. They pretty much go home that same day, and there's no problem. There's been a few of them that had a little bit of aspiration, but nothing fatal to date. This is different than laundry detergent. In the older days, yes, occasionally children would aspirate it, but it was relatively an uncommon event, and you didn't see this profound lethargy or near coma that happens along with the profound vomiting. You just didn't see that, and that combination is what we're really concerned about.
Well, and certainly back, you know, when it was not as concentrated, the detergent wasn't as severe, you know, it was much milder, I think.
That could be part of it as well. The exact reason, why this is happening with these kids is still a little bit uncertain. You know, I don't want to point fingers at, I certainly do not want to say, that there's anything wrong with the product. But I do think that there has to be a raising of awareness that, hey, this isn't the same as the laundry detergent that's in your in the bigger bottles. There's something different about the process. It could be it's more concentrated. It could be the dose. When the stuff bursts in the child's mouth, it's a different amount that's being given than when the child gets a little bit on their tongue and then starts crying. We're not exactly sure what component of that is responsible. We just know what is happening, and we have got reasonably good ideas what we should do to try to prevent that.
So give us those reasonably good ideas, because parents, as things get more convenient, Dr. Beeler, we're starting to sort of see more of these dangers. The batteries are getting smaller and the, these things are getting a little bit easier for kids to either ingest or get their hands on. So give parents here your best advice on this.
You're right. Like, the batteries are a good example where they become more prolific in the house and they're in a lot of more devices, and they're quite dangerous if it could get them. In this case, I think part of the problem might be is the perception of, oh, it's just soap and it's just detergent and I don't have to worry, and a kid gets the packet. And they may not make the connection between, oh, it's in a sealed packet, but not realizing that, well, that sealed packet's going to dissolve in the wash when I put it in there. This isn't just plastic that you're used to. It's a plastic that dissolves in water. And so I have a feeling that the reason why we're having at least part of the problem is just the perception of these products as being safe, like all the other soaps that we use were, for the most part. And so I think the first step is realizing this should be treated as a harmful household product. And the recommendation is lock it up and high up, lock it up away. And that's good advice. I know that to some extent, the more precautions you do, the more difficult it is, and you start to lose the ease of the product brings in a certain
convenience factor of it all.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you sort of lose that if you now have to really go out of your way to. That being said, child-proofing the packages is being looked at by some of the manufacturers, and that goes a long way towards keeping kids out of it, as well as making the caregivers say, "Wait, this is child-proof because of." There's a reason, and that might be enough to kind of trigger them to say, look, we need to make sure that they don't get their hands on this. When they're used right, they apparently work very well, but again, it's really the thing is that it's got to be kept out of children's hands.
Well, and really all this is about raising awareness, Dr. Beeler, and the thing is that child-proofing has proven to help. You know, when it started in the 70s or whenever, with bottles of pills and things like that. So, I mean, I don't know. That was going to be my question to you was, can they child-proof something like this?
Well, child-proofing, I would say child-resistant.
Yes, of
children
course.
Are very adept at getting anywhere.
Yes, they are.
Doing lots of things. because from what I gather about the packaging is that you really don't want these packets to be exposed to high humidity. And so you're going to need to keep the little single doses in a container. And so, because if you don't, then they'll eventually fail. They won't work as well as they should. And so that means then that they should have a lid that will close. The question is, can they develop a lid that will close and then open on command by an adult without being too difficult in the process? And I would hope that they can. I think it is possible to do. There are some other things that have been discussed, perhaps making them less appealing. I mean, these are brightly colored, very, very easily handled things. Maybe they shouldn't be so pretty. Maybe the container shouldn't be clear. The downside there is that you lose the convenience. And again, I do think that this is a careful balance. And before people start getting very rash, you realize that this is overall is a good product. It just needs to be used responsibly.
Well, that seems to be another thing that you mentioned is the prettiness. They make a lot of these convenient items that way, because they're trying to not only to attract those of us consumers that are buying them, and maybe if somehow they're colored blue in little packets that we're going to be more likely to buy them, which is in turn going to make our children more likely to pick them up and say, ooh, this looks like candy or something.
Well, yes, we will be more likely to buy them, and it is done in order to promote the sale of the product. And the things that appeal to us as adults, not surprisingly, are going to appeal to children
as well. That's right.
So
maybe if they make them, they may not want to remove that, or figure out some way to put them in a package that is a little harder for children to open. Maybe that, but then again, there you say about the convenience factor. In the last 30 seconds or so, Dr. Beeler, tell the parents what you would like them to hear about the dangers of these laundry detergent packs.
The most important thing to know is that if your child does get a hold of one of these, you need to call your poison center immediately. There isn't really enough time to wait and delay and to look online for information. The toxicity starts reasonably soon. Most children don't become toxic, but it is your poison centers that are going to have the experience to help you in managing your child and assisting you in getting the help that you need.
Well, that certainly is the best idea. And there is a universal poison control hotline, isn't there?
Yes, there is. The 1-800-222-1222.
1-800-222-1222, and they will direct you to your local poison control, local hospital. That's the number to call. So stay tuned. You're listening to Healthy Children. This is Melanie Cole. We'll be back.